We're back live on 97.1 Free FM. It is the Conway and Whitman show. And don't forget, write this down in your calendars, gang. This is always the best event we do each and every year, our best annual event. It's Ski Dazzle.
Yes, getting excited for it. I can't believe it's time again for Ski Dazzle.
My wife loves that Ski Dazzle remote because she always gets her winter coat at Ski Dazzle.
Yeah, it's a fun thing.
It's happening at the LA Convention Center November 29th through December 2nd. We're doing a live broadcast on November 30th. And they have great discounts there. You can actually, you know, like a car show, you go to see the cars, and you can't really buy a car there.
Right.
You know, so you're like, oh, I really like that Mercedes or BMW or Ford or whatever. But you can't buy it there. At Ski Dazzle, you can buy all of the things or most of the things you see right there.
Yeah, you can pretty much get everything you'd need.
And they also have packages where you can get buy, like, ski packages, lots of snowboarding equipment, all that stuff for all your ski needs. Come to Ski Dazzle November 29th through December 2nd, and we'll be there on the 30th. Live broadcast 8 to 11 p.m., so come on down.
Yeah, man.
And all Ski Dazzle ticket winners qualify to win a ski trip, including airline tickets on United Airlines, hotel and rentals from Jackson Hole Resort. Look at that. Jackson Hole, Wyoming, right?
Yeah, man.
Go to JacksonHoleWY.com. JacksonHoleWY.com. .com.
All right,
we'll
man.
See you down there on the 30th, gang. Buzz on down there. All right, Gina Grad is with us, and we're going to do something with Gina Grad we have not done before. We'll be on videotape, and hopefully we'll have it up maybe tonight, hopefully tomorrow, probably tomorrow. All right, Randy Wang's giving me the thumbs up. That'll be on our website, Conway and Whitman, tomorrow. Gina, would you join us here, baby? All right. What we're going to do with you, if you don't mind, and again, I guess we have to ask your permission.
Right.
We have not laid this on her yet. So we'll need your permission to do this.
Okay.
But what we'd like to do is put headphones on you like you have now and play some music so you can't hear anything.
Okay. Sounds good.
Put a paper bag over your head so you can't see anything.
Okay.
And we'd ask you to close your eyes as well. And then myself, Brian Whitman, Jerry Wyshoski, and Randy Wang will approach you one at a time, and we're going to figure out, you're going to decide who each one of us is just by feeling the stomach of.
Right, it's going to
you
be.
You think you can do it?
Yeah, definitely.
You think you can do it?
I think I can.
So it's going to be, for lack of a better term, kind of a rub of the stomach, correct?
Right.
A rubbing of the, the shirts will all be pulled up.
You got to pull the shirts up, yeah, because Randy's wearing a button-down shirt.
Right.
I'm wearing a T-shirt. You'll be able to pick that out. So we'll all lift our shirts a little, and you're going to rub our tummies and figure out who's who.
Okay.
All right?
But with a bag over your head and, again, your eyes closed to really, cooperate with us.
I'll try not to have a panic attack.
Trying to shield your vision.
Okay. All right. And please, close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. All right. Jerry's going to play some music, some background music for this. And, Jerry, why don't you come on in, and you'll be involved with this as well. And let's get that paper bag in here as well. All right. Randy's going out to get the paper bag.
Oh, boy.
And you'll have headphones on and a paper bag. And should we take some bets here, whether she can do it or not?
Sure. I think she can do it.
I don't think she can. I think she's going to mess a couple of them up.
Really? Right. Like steak.
Here's the bag. How humiliating, huh? Would you rather go work with Wayne Resnick?
With Juan and Ken, I'd like to go to Tapatia or Tapachula.
All right, put that bag on your
should
noggin there, baby.
Should I sit down somewhere?
I don't care what you do.
Oh, that bag. Oh. All right.
All right, she's got headphones on. All right, turn your headphones up just a little. There it is. Okay. And you promise to keep your eyes closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to sit down.
All right, she's going to sit down here. We're going to have
Randy,
this on video
with
tape.
The chair, please.
What an idiot.
Stand,
she looks like a fool. Paper bag on her head. All right, why don't you sit down and then put the paper bag on? All right, take the bag off her head.
Physically.
I got her.
I'm like drooling.
Take the bag off. All right. Yeah, you are drooling. Jesus Christ. Very excited about this, huh?
All right, in the chair.
All right, sitting in the chair.
In the chair.
All right, put the paper bag up over her head.
I couldn't believe it.
All right, and
what are you doing here?
No, Jerry, pull your pants up. It's just the stomach.
Oh, Jerry.
All right, bag on the head, and one at a time, we're going to approach her, and you're going to hear nothing but this music for about a minute, and well, Gina touches all of our stomachs, and we'll go one at a time. Okay?
Right, and Gina will. It'll be one through four, so she'll. When it comes time to identify, you know, it'll be one, two, three, four.
Okay. And so right now, for a minute, you're just going to be hearing this music because we don't want to give her any clues as to what's going on.
Yeah, the music helps to put her into a further state of isolation.
Okay.
As if the bag is not enough.
All right. Let's. And all four of us are going to do this. Pulling up our shirts right now. And then we're going to stop talking here for a minute. And Gina's going to touch all of our bellies and see if she can figure this out. All right. Here we go. Nothing but music for the next minute. Okay. All right. Those are all four really out of shape stomachs that she just touched. All right. Let's take the bag off. And let's ask Gina, in what order
do you think you
just touched all of our stomachs?
Well, I didn't realize that everyone was so hairy. I thought that might help. But
is that what struck you the most?
Everyone is very Yeti-like.
Okay. All right, I'm going to write the order down so you know we're not cheating. You got a pen over there?
Yes, I do. There you go.
All right, I'm going to write the order down. Let me see. Okay, and then it was...
So again, the order will be 1, 2, 3, 4, correct?
Okay, yeah. All right.
This is tough.
Okay, who is the first stomach you think you touched?
It's a tie.
It's a toss-up.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... Jerry.
Okay. All right. Jerry's number one. Who is number two?
Tim Conway Jr.
Okay. So it's Jerry, Tim. Okay.
Randy Wang.
Randy.
Brian David Whitman.
Okay. Okay. All right. The exact order that you think it happened was Jerry, Tim, Randy, Brian.
Yeah.
So those were that was the order of the stomachs that you rubbed.
I think so. I would have liked to have had another round, but for personal and professional reasons, yeah. Just to solidify. But that's what I think.
Okay, you got two of them right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got two of them right.
50%.
I got you right, didn't I?
You
got
two
of them wrong.
Oh God! Do I have
Here's
to do
what
again?
You got right. You got Jerry right.
Uh-huh.
And you got Randy Wang right.
What?
You mixed up my stomach with Brian Whitman's.
I did not.
That is absolutely true.
Yes, you did.
Watch the videotape. And you thought that I was Brian Whitman.
No way.
That is absolutely true.
Yes, the actual order.
Maybe I messed it up in my head.
Well, with having the bag over your head, did you feel isolated? I mean, you felt kind of isolated with the paper bag over your head.
Right.
Yeah, the order...
the actual order was Jerry, Brian, Randy, Tim. You went Jerry, Tim, Randy, Brian. You messed up. You got Jerry and Randy exact.
Right, but if Conway and Whitman, she screwed up.
Yeah, but look, we'll stand next to each other. These are the two stomachs that she mixed up.
Right.
She mixed this stomach with that one.
Well, you know, there's hair on both of them. Mine is bigger, though.
You have the same exact hair. Down the middle, but nothing else.
All right. Very good. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That must make you feel actually pretty good.
Actually
going
makes
home tonight,
me feel
huh?
pretty good. Yeah,
like you're down to about $1.80.
Right. When I mean, there's.
And I'm saying to myself, I don't know why the F I diet and work out.
Yeah, so what was there, a 40-pound weight difference?
I think it's more
than that.
No,
right?
I think it's around 40. Yeah.
I'm 217 when
I'm
I went
at 180-ish.
I went on the scale just a few weeks ago, 217.
Yeah, I think it's about a
call 220.
It's about a 37-38 pound difference.
Wow,
Gina Grad.
But it was all hairy. I mean, all the stomachs had hair on them,
yes.
So that kind of
that threw you off. That was a big turnoff, huh?
Well, no, I'm into it. I'm really into that. But the stomachs were a lot more like supple than I would have thought.
Right. There's nobody who's really great shape.
No.
Right.
But when you touched, you could push in on, right?
There was a little give.
There was mush to all of them.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, maybe next week when you come back, we'll do our asses.
Now, when you were able to identify Randy and Jerry, who you were successfully able to identify Randy and Jerry, what was it about Jerry and Randy that...
Well, with Jerry, I was trying to figure out if you guys were trying to trick me. Because, you know, let's be honest, like my hand reached a little farther down.
Ah.
But I did think for a minute that was Brian like tricking me, like going.
Oh, I see.
Down.
Oh, kind of scooting down
yeah.
a little bit, right?
So I didn't know whether or not to believe that.
Thanks,
but I
Jerry,
went with
for
my
screwing
gut.
It up.
But the thing, but
Four
the reason
eight.
I knew is because Jerry's.
We should have him on an Apple box next time.
But I kind of knew because Jerry's is more of like a hard shape, like it's harder, and I can tell that from here.
Right.
So pressing on it, I knew it would be a little more like...
Yeah, he's been working on it for some time.
Like a whale skin almost.
Yeah, there's... You know,
it's almost like Malibu Dan. It's like a bowling ball. It's really hard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And some girls like that, though. I don't know. But, you screwed up myself and Brian Whitman.
So I guess the question would be, am I invited back when I leave, go home to Kansas?
Yes, of course.
I think it's a great competition.
Yeah, I can't believe that. If you had asked me before this competition, who are the two people that she would confuse for each other? You and I aren't, though. I wouldn't pick you and me.
No, I would have thought that she would have screwed up Randy and Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But
she was able to identify those stomachs.
Yeah.
How was Randy? You just knew it was Randy?
I just had a feeling, yeah.
Right. So he was also laughing, so it was shaking as well.
Oh, he was?
I think so, weren't you?
Was it jiggling a little bit? Was there any jiggle?
There was a little jiggle all around.
She actually felt Randy's C-cups first, though.
Anything more than a
handful
is a waste.
Maybe that's what we'll do next time is you got to touch our cans and tell the difference between the four of us idiots.
God.
All right, that is the Conway and Whitman show. We're waiting around for, I guess, Gina to file a lawsuit against all of us. That'll
should be coming
eventually.
Any moment now.
I'll sign my waiver, don't worry.
Okay.
Incoming.
That is pretty good. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.